Jessica.
Maybe there was a guard that they didn't knock out. Slash kill.
Oh, Collie.
Give me a stealth check. Basically, this is to see if not Collie knows you jumped out.
Three. How my stealth been?
You're not gonna crash the thing.
You got a one.
Not yet.
Yes, Collie does not have any notice.
I'm waiting for her to get out of threat of the American. Hmm?
And then Collie picks up the pace.
Oh.
Two, three, four, five, six. All right. Oh, sorry. Wrong guy. They have a shuffling gait.
Okay, now.
Jeez.
Now I will go try and drag.
Down.
Five.
There you go.
Seven. Minus two is five.
Okay. You drag him the one remaining square you had anyway. Yep, Jessica.
Do I have to make another one?
Yes. I wouldn't normally say so, but since you're wounded.
Same. Well, actually, that's six this time.
Golly!
Ends up the same anyway.
Ryan, you're going down.
Yep.
Five.
That will not hit.
And Collie will miss.
Somehow I parried that gigantic blade
you
with my
dodge.
Right
you dodged!
There's no parry. You just...
God damn it.
Out of the frying pan. And honestly, that's fine. Almost all the cultists are dead. It's better that Collie have her sword than cultists have her sword.
Yeah. Not in this case.
Well, not
for
you.
In my opinion. Okay. There's nothing I can...
You're not trying to hurt Collie.
Oh, I'm trying to find some kind of something large that I can swing down into her or
is there a convenient construction site on the opposite side?
If you had a Benny, I would give you the power of prop midget, but...
None of us have Bennies anymore.
Yeah, I noticed that.
If we had a Benny, we probably would have used them already.
I invoke the power of...
Grayskull?
By the power of Grayskull, I summon the prop midget.
By the power of Grayskull.
Let's see. Well, what
you do know, since other... you're English, that there is war memorials here, war stuff. There are things like cannons.
Okay.
You just pray they're loaded.
What room have I run into by this point?
This room.
Be a lady, look.
This looks just like a mummy sarcophagus area.
Quick, dress up a monkey, like a mummy,
like a monkey.
Yes, like a monkey.
All right, you need to wear short blue cut off jean shorts, sandals, a red vest, and a straw hat.
There you go.
I use evade and stun them because I have the extra talent point put in there.
That one makes her vigor check.
A lot. Oh my god.
You stun her. You stun her in no way.
No.
Damn it! Why don't we have Anders with us?
There's nothing I can do.
Because we didn't want to hear about his cat.
Because I'm gonna.
But Sir Pouncelot is awesome.
Like I said, play dead. Follow death to the death goddess.
Feign death.
Just fall over. She'll believe that.
Do it.
She might. I don't know. Can I judge the intelligence of this construct?
It's a construct.
I've never seen a construct before, evidently.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
You're probably also terrified right now.
I am terrified right now.
In fact, you technically are at a minus two because of something that she invokes, but I haven't thought of it yet.
All right. Well,
I think playing dead would be very good right now because, okay, I fear her. Maybe I should have bonuses to play dead.
He has a phobia that makes him racist?
What is it called? It's not really race.
It's technically bigotry. It is a form of bigotry.
Yeah. Well, if you had a statue of a god, wouldn't you be afraid of that?
That's why it can't be something obvious like that, because everyone is afraid of a giant goddess statue of death trying to kill you. And you can't be afraid of blades. Everyone doesn't like blades entering their body. That's a bad thing.
I guess I'll just run away.
Alright, she'll take her swing.
It's fine, I guess.
Let's see if you get that far. Hold on, let me swing at you.
Okay.
9.
My parry's an 8.
You fall down. 23,
33, 40. Whack!
That, like, eviscerates. Cut my body in half.
Bigger check, Ryan!
Plus five. You only have minus 3. Nah, mine is like 6.
Yeah.
What?
1? Okay, you're still dying.
At least it's not double ones.
Yep, which means basically you take a permanent injury.
Okay. I can't change it.
No, if you roll double one.
I'll spend a GM Benny on your behalf.
I'm just saying. And
you need a 7.
You were talking about. You were saying it like I had some kind of choice.
Jessica.
Great. All right. Sure. I'll go ahead and drop it on me and. Trying to watch her the best I can.
It does 4. Does 4 do anything to you?
No.
Her turn. Is there anyone within sight? Nope.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Looks like she's heading back to her spot.
Okay. Yes, there's a reason I'm still drawing cards. Is that another permanent injury? Jessica's hiding.
I thought that was only if you get double ones.
On double ones, you die.
Ah.
So I just have horrible, horrible injuries.
Makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Consider what she did to your ass? Yes. 2 permanent injuries.
My stealth is a 3. In case you want to know.
3 permanent injuries.
What's a permanent injury do?
I roll 2d6 and we find out what happens to it.
Yep.
Now let's see if she sees Jessica. This would be a really bad time.
I can still run.
Do we just want to hit the stop button on the recorder now?
Hold on. D6 minus 2
is a 6.
Is a 6. Plus 2 because she has cover. So she's actually at a 5.
She's still sponsor.
Come on. Don't want to. There! No, she doesn't see her. Taking a hell of a lot of bennies, but she doesn't see her. Don't get seen next turn. That'd be bad.
Your dice explode again.
4 permanent injuries. 3, 4. Now I will give her a second roll. Go ahead and give me another check. Nope, she's good to go sit on her seat. She did herself some death. There's no point in...
Yes.
7.
7.
It's a 4.
It's a 4. You finally stabilized a 3 permanent injury, 4. Sir.
He might have to retire prone because he's too badly injured. He's missing a leg and arm.
And I'm going to be missing all my limbs.
Basically, after everyone has exited her sight, Kali calmly walks back and sits back on her little pedestal. Blood covering everything. We're talking Dragon Age blood here.
The awkwardness when he's like, you're having this conversation, you're covered in blood. It's kind of weird.
You might want to get us to the hospital now, Jessica.
I want to make sure she doesn't act up.
Alright.
Did she stop glowing?
Was she glowing?
No. But, you know, with enough blood loss and enough fear and paranoia, I can see how she might be glowing.
I don't have that fear. Because I was unconscious before she got
What happened to you guys? Man, those cultists must have been mean!
I think we need to go to the hospital now.
Or the Von Helsing Estate. Which one did you go for?
The Von Helsing Estate. It's less to explain.
What the fuck happened to me? I got hit by a carriage, and they backed up on me. And they ran over me again.
The carriage also had a nice big sword on it.
It fell off on top of me.
You guys were inside the museum. Yeah. Yeah, part of the
I fell down the stairs a lot.
Onto some blades.
I fell into the war memorial.
Alright, so...
Hold on, I'm looking up...
Yeah, I know.
What happens to poor him.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Alright! Ryan, I will... since this is your character, this is all up to you. Roll 2d6. For your first injury. 9. Alright. It wound up in your gut, somewhere between the crotch and the chin. Roll a d6.
5.
You're busted. Your strength dies reduced by 1. So what's your strength die? D4 now?
6.
D6? Alright. Your second permanent injury. Just put little checks next to this because the doctor might be able to fix this. 8. Busted, somewhere in between crotch and the chin. Roll a d6.
2.
You're broken. Your agility die is reduced by 1 time. 3rd injury. 7. Somewhere between the guts and the chin.
1.
You're broken again. Your agility is reduced by yet another die.
Last one. 9.
Somewhere between the guts and the chin. Roll a d6. 5. You're busted. Your strength is reduced by a die type. So he's a d4 strength, a d4
agility.
D4 agility and a d6 vigor.
Why much do you get a d4 boost?
It stops. Minimum of a d4. It's basically a wasted one.
All right.
That's why I had him continually roll, because if it was just he kept getting, you know, agility reduced, then that's technically not too bad. Alright, so he's not looking good.
Yeah.
He is very broken and very bruised.
Somewhere between the chin and the groin.
Alright.
And
no one else suffered any permanent injuries.
Yeah, I will somehow find a contact.
We have a personal carriage guy.
That you do.
How long would it take me to find him?
You just basically hail a cab.
He was probably actually waiting outside since we had to get here somehow anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, I need you! Help, carry!
Oh my goodness! Get in here! What the hell happened?
You don't want to know.
Now I have to know!
I'll tell you later!
Alright.
Travis to Helsing Estate.
What is the, papers going to say about this?
Alright, hold on.
They won't say anything about... Well, no,
now, he's a good driver. Basically, this is to shave off time, because the more time he gets, the more checks he gets on Ryan. Right now, he's looking at basically 30 minutes to get the Von Helsing Estate, and that's if he gets a success.
Mm-hmm.
No. GM Benny? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, put the GM Benny back. 5. Okay, so there's down to 20 minutes. 8. He gets you guys there across all the way London, through the traffic, in 10 minutes.
Nighttime?
At nighttime.
There's traffic at nighttime?
Yes, there is. All the nightlife.
London never sleeps.
Yeah. It ramps off a fruit cart. And in air, the horse is like,
apparently, our carriage driver is a level 20 wheelman.
The horse is like, alright.
And somehow lands on his feet and keeps going.
Alright. Now, you have to decide, Jessica, do you want faith healing or traditional healing?
Faith. Dude, all right. I am religious, believe it or not.
All right.
Can you do both?
Technically, yes.
Because it'd be normal healing than faith healing.
All right, greater healing can
no,
also...
No, it would be faith and normal.
Because if you do the faith, that takes time from the healing, normal healing, because normal healing goes off the time limit. Faith healing doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Requires an arcane skill check at minus 4, d6 hours, and 20 power points.
Obviously, it depends on what level of healing he has, if he's normal healing or healing.
The nice thing is I guess greater healing can actually be used...
Outside the golden hour?
Outside the golden hour. It would have to be at a D6 hours.
Okay, so basically, the doctor is going to operate, and then the other guy is going to sit there and pray for him after...
Yes, because they have enough guys to keep the operating theater open. Now, he's not a wild card, so he's at a D12 plus 3. I have one penny. 11?
14.
All right. He heals one permanent injury.
Yeah, 5.
5 plus 2 is 7. He does minus
3 is 4.
3 is 4. He doesn't quite heal another permanent injury. He does heal another permanent injury. So there's 2. 3. This is his last check.
4. We don't need the faith healing.
Thank God.
However, you are still unconscious, as are all of you.
That's fine.
As the Helsing's probably watching as we walk in and go like, what the fuck?
And they're like, hey, you're the... Isn't that our... Aren't you guys our allied lodge? The ones... What the... Get him to the operating theater.
Stop it! Stop talking and help me!
Alright, since the primary surgeon's basically taken up with him, they only have the secondary surgeons to take care of you guys, which is D8.
Oh no, I might have to heal naturally.
Nothing. You heal 1.
Okay. Nothing. Nothing.
You're conscious. That's all that happens.
Ow.
Ivan, you regain consciousness. You heal a wound. You heal a second wound. You heal a third wound.
Is there extra time? Can the other surgeon help?
Thanks, Doc.
I'll spend my last GM Benny to try and get one of your wounds does indeed go by.
I'm still out of commission for a day or two.
It's every 5 days you get to make
a shot. So I'm out of commission for like 10 days.
For a week and a half.
Yeah.
And then they have one last person on you. Heals 2 wounds.
Thank you.
And they're like, that looks bad. Oh, just magic bolt energy?
Yeah, just magic.
Okay, here, drink some holy water. Drink some holy water, eat some holy wafers, and call me in the morning.
Okay. As they look at me like, what the fuck happened to you?
He stood between Kali and a cultist.
He's out of commission for at least 15 days.
So we're not doing anything for a while.
You're not doing anything for
a while. Our library is now back in business.
Because
I don't think either of those two are going to go down to city.
Basically, do you guys have any evidence that any supernatural activity has occurred?
No.
Alright.
We could go back.
Technically, we could point to the bodies and say, we can't wield this, you know, giant freaking sword, and there's a whole bunch of people who are...
Well, or a more rational explanation is basically a bunch of people killed each other.
Yes, but that's obviously...
Just say we weren't there.
That blade wound is much larger than any...
It's more...
Here.
To the normal person, it's more rational that they did horrific things to each other than that statue coming alive and killing people. Purely rational.
No, I...
Are we dealing with a doubting Thomas guy who wants us to prove this stuff exists?
Yep.
There's no way we're getting this to work, unless...
No, if you give him evidence that there's at least cult-like activity or something like that, he'll believe you. No problem.
Well, I did play Downing Thomas, and he did say that. It started getting really hard towards the end.
As I was going to... All we have to do is convince him that they...
10 minutes.
Okay. We don't have to convince him
that
he exists.
Later
than that. All we have to do is convince him that they believe in it and they're dangerous.
That's all he has to convince.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I will actually send, instead of going back there, I will send a telegram to the, what's his name, commissioner, person, guy I was trying to contact. Police officer.
Whitaker.
Yeah, Whitaker. Giving him a tip that something happened here that involves magic or something.
Involves a crazy cult.
Yes.
And when he arrives, he will indeed find something horrifying. One dead guard and a bunch of dead, crazy, heavily tattooed people.
But we are not there.
You are not there.
We were never there.
All right. Since you guys are getting on to a second adventure tonight... It's 9:45.
Yep, I thought Jessica had to go to work tomorrow morning.
Yep.
I don't have to go to work.
All right. And so this is where we're going to call a game with you guys beaten, bruised, and broken at the Von Helsing Estate. And going to be about a 15-day montage. Why is there no one to talk gaming with around here?
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games. RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
Listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.